By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Many viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to another morning with Madani Channel, another morning with Rise and Shine. Each and every single morning, let's begin as usual, inshallah, by listening to the glorious Quran. Please do remember that whilst the Quran is being recited, then it is your duty, my duty, our duty to give our full attention to the recitation of the glorious Quran. It does come along with the Urdu translation. For those understanding the Urdu language, they are to be of an advantage, mashallah, azza wa jal. But nevertheless, my dear viewers, it doesn't matter. Alhamdulillah is being recited in Arabic, even if you don't understand Arabic. This is the brilliance, this is the beauty of the glorious Quran, that we still gain reward for every single letter we may read here. And no doubt it's better to read, my dear viewers, but alhamdulillah, we are also listening to the glorious Quran on a daily basis. My dear viewers, Madani Channel, make good intentions. The more good intentions you make, the more reward you shall gain. My dear viewers, let's listen to the glorious and beautiful recitation of the Holy Quran. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
میں اللہ تعالیٰ کی پناہ میں آتا ہوں شیطان مردود سے.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم.
اللہ کے نام سے شروع جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا.
افحکم الجاہلیت یبغون,
تو کیا جاہلیت کا حکم چاہتے ہیں؟
وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حُكْمًا لِقَوْمٍ يُوقِنُونَ,
اور اللہ سے بہتر کس کا حکم یقین والوں کے لیے؟
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَتَّخِذُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالنَّصَارَى أَوْلِيَاءَ,
اے ایمان والو, یہود و نصارہ کو دوست نہ بناؤ.
بعضهم اولیاء بعض,
وہ آپس میں ایک دوسرے کے دوست ہیں.
ومن يتولهم منكم فإنه منهم,
اور تم میں جو کوئی ان سے دوستی رکھے گا تو وہ انہی میں سے ہے.
ان اللہ لا يهدي القوم الظالمين,
بے شک اللہ بے انصافوں کو راہ نہیں دیتا.
فَتَرَ الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِم مَرَضٌ يُسَارِعُونَ فِيهِمْ يَقُولُونَ نَخْشَىٰ أَن تُصِيبَنَا دَائِرَةٌ,
اب تم انہیں دیکھو گے جن کے دلوں میں آزار یعنی بیماری ہے, کہ یہود و نصارہ کی طرف دوڑتے ہیں, کہتے ہیں ہم ڈرتے ہیں کہ ہم پر کوئی گردش آ جائے.
فَعَسَى اللَّهُ أَن يَأْتِيَ بِالْفَتْحِ أَوْ أَمْرٍ مِّنْ عِنْدِهِ فَيُصْبِحُوا عَلَى مَا أَسَرُّوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ نَادِمِينَ,
تو نزدیک ہے کہ اللہ فتح لائے یا اپنی طرف سے کوئی حکم, پھر اس پر جو اپنے دلوں میں چھپایا تھا پچھتاتے رہ جائیں.
وَيَقُولُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَهَا أُولَاءِ الَّذِينَ أَقْسَمُوا بِاللَّهِ جَهْدَ أَيْمَانِهِمْ إِنَّهُمْ لَمَعْكُمْ,
اور ایمان والے کہتے ہیں کیا یہی ہیں جنہوں نے اللہ کی قسم کھائی تھی اپنے حلف یعنی عہد میں پوری کوشش سے کہ وہ تمہارے ساتھ ہیں.
حبطت اعمالهم فأصبحوا خاسرين.
ان کا کیا دھرا سب اکارت یعنی ضائع گیا تو رہ گئے نقصان میں.
یا ایہا الذین آمنوا من یرتد منکم عن دینہ فسوف یأتی اللہ بقوم یحبہم ویحبونہ يحبهم ويحبونه أذلة على المؤمنين أعزة على الكافرين يجاهدون في سبيل الله ولا يخافون لومة لائم.
اے ایمان والو تم میں جو کوئی اپنے دین سے پھرے گا تو عن قریب اللہ ایسے لوگ لائے گا کہ وہ اللہ کے پیارے اور اللہ ان کا پیارا, مسلمانوں پر نرم اور کافروں پر سخت, اللہ کی راہ میں لڑیں گے اور کسی ملامت کرنے والے کی ملامت کا اندیشہ نہ کریں گے.
ذلک فضل اللہ یؤتیہ من یشاء.
یہ اللہ کا فضل ہے جسے چاہے دے.
واللہ واسع علیم.
اور اللہ وسعت والا علم والا ہے.
صدق اللہ العظیم.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم. Dear viewers of Madani channel, you are watching Rise and Shine. MashaAllah, we have just listened to some verses of the glorious Quran. But dear viewers of Madani channel, you need to be able to recite the Quran. But when we are able to recite the Quran, we need to recite the Quran. This is something we need to regularly recite anyway. We should make the intention to try to complete the entire glorious Quran. My dear viewers of Madani channel, I would like to welcome and thank to MashaAllah our respected Habib Madani Sahib. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him for giving us Ameen. His time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Habiba, jazakallahu khaira. First tell me, how are you feeling?
Inside, very excited.
Allahu Akbar. Habiba, there's so many more questions I would like to ask, but we shall get to that. First, we need to move on to the Naat Sharif. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Aqa. Aqa. آقا آقا.
وہ کون ہیں جن کے در پر مانگنے والا نہیں نہیں سنتا؟ وہ کون ہیں جن کی رحمت کا دریا خود پیاسوں کو تلاش کرتا ہے؟ وہ کون ہیں جن کے اشارے سے لاکھوں کی شفاعت ہو جائے گی؟ وہ کون ہیں جو محشر کے دن اپنے غلاموں کو اپنے ہاتھوں سے جامع کوثر عطا فرمائیں؟ یقیناً وہ کوئی اور نہیں, جود و کرم والے, سخاوت والے, رحمت والے رب کے حبیب ہمارے آقا ہیں.
واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحہ تیرا, نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں والا تیرا. واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحہ تیرا, نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا. سارے چلتے ہیں عطا کے, وہ ہے قطرہ تیرا. سارے چلتے ہیں عطا کے, وہ ہے قطرہ تیرا تارے کھلتے ہیں سخا کے وہ ہے ذرہ تیرا تارے کھلتے ہیں سخا کے وہ ہے ذرہ تیرا واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ بطحا تیرا میں ہی سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا فیض ہے یا شہ تسلیم نرالا تیرا فیض ہے یا شہ تسلیم نرالا تیرا آپ پیاسوں کے تجسس میں ہے دریا تیرا آپ پیاسوں کے تجسس میں ہے دریا تیرا واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ بطحا تیرا میں ہی سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا میں تو مالک ہی کہوں گا کہ ہو مالک کے حبیب میں تو مالک ہی کہوں گا کہ ہو مالک کے حبیب یعنی محبوب وہ محب میں نہیں میرا تیرا یعنی محبوب وہ محب میں نہیں میرا تیرا واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ بطحا تیرا میں ہی سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا فرش والے تیری شوکت کا علو کیا جانے فرش والے تیری شوکت کا علو کیا جانے خسروا عرش پہ اڑتا ہے پھریرا تیرا خسروا عرش پہ اڑتا ہے پھریرا تیرا واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ بطحا تیرا میں ہی سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا آسمان خان زمین خان زمانہ مہمان آسمان خان زمین خان زمانہ مہمان صاحب صاحب خانہ لقب کس کا ہے تیرا تیرا صاحب خانہ لقب کس کا ہے تیرا تیرا واہ کیا جو تیرا میں ہی سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا ایک میں کیا میرے عصیاں کی حقیقت کتنی کی حقیقت کتنی مجھ سے سو لاکھ کو کافی ہے اشارہ تیرا واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحہ تیرا میں ہی سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا تیرے صدقے مجھے ایک بوند بہت ہے چلکتا تیرا جس دن چھو ملے جام چلکتا تیرا واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحہ تیرا تیرا تیری سرکار میں لاتا ہے رضا اس کو شفیع تیری سرکار میں لاتا ہے رضا اس کو شفیع جو میرا اور لاڈلا بیٹا تیرا جو میرا غوث ہے اور لاڈلا بیٹا تیرا واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحہ تیرا میں ہی سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحہ تیرا میں ہی سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا
صلوا علی الحبیب الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. The viewers of Madani Channel, so much to say, but mashallah, we have our respected guest, our respected Habib Madani Sahib. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him again, Habib. Today, inshallah, we shall be speaking about another individual. This individual has played a great role in my life. First, I'll let you introduce him, and then, or them, inshallah, for respect, no doubt. I'll let you introduce them, and then, inshallah, we'll go ahead. So, who is this person?
And this blessed personality, who I'm sure once I say the name, a lot of the viewers will definitely click on.
You'll understand.
The name of this blessed personality is Abdul Qadir Jilani, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And he's very famously known as Ghawthul Azam. Okay, so many alqabat titles this blessed personality has definitely has impact on my life as well, my shajara, spiritual chain in terms of spirituality links all the way back to him as well. So I am a Qadri. And this blessed personality,
so a Qadri is of nisbah, meaning that your nisbah, your link
is to Shaykh
Abdul Qadir. So from there you get Qadri.
Yeah.
SubhanAllah, many people we've heard, they have Qadri at the end of their name. Yeah. Is this what it refers to?
So this is what it refers to. And this blessed personality was born in an area called Jilan. So that's why he also is known as Abdul Qadir Jilani. Because he's from Jilan.
Habiba, when was the first time, possibly, if you can remember, when was the first time you heard of Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani? From the, what you remember of?
From the first time I would say when I came in, because I came into the mahal of Dawud Islam, into the Rahman of Dawud Islam at a young age. So that was probably the first time when I heard it. And it was I was in year 3, so I think that's roughly around about 10 years old or something.
Okay,
so really, really young, mashallah. And it was a gathering of Gyanvi Sharif, which was the remembrance of the death anniversary of Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And if I'm not mistaken, it was actually in Bradford as well. So we came to Bradford, and that was when we heard the name and the beautiful personality.
That's as far as you can remember.
As far as I can remember, yeah.
Allahu Akbar. Now, Ghawthul Pakhazat Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahimahullah ta'ala, he's, as you mentioned, the Urs Mubarak, the death anniversary, is on the 11th. And I would regularly hear this Gyan. I had no idea. I didn't even know it meant 11 or 11th or anything. But I heard Gyan Sharif a lot. Many people say Gyan Sharif. That I'm going to give money for Gyan Sharif. My mother, she would always say, I'm going to give this to Gyan Sharif, or I'm going to a Gyan Sharif mehfil. In them days, I had no idea whatsoever, neither did it mean anything to me. But later I realized that what they're referring to is, and this is when I've come into the mahal, and this is now, mashallah, it's been some years, 8 to 9 years possibly, it has been, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal. But then you realize who this person truly was. Now, then people wouldn't have even known. For example, my mother, she wouldn't have even known much about Ghawth Azam Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani. But subhanAllah, it's just...
The root and the link is all rooted into, you know, every home knows about Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, or, you know, contributes towards his works and his efforts.
And yes, and this is Isa al-Sawab for him. And my dear viewers, we have this aqeedah that alhamdulillahi azza wa jal, the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is them being ahya fi quburihim, you know, them being alive in their graves. Another is they're being able to aid you, to help you. And this, mashallah, we find from the sunnah, from the prophetic traditions, from those of the companions, radhiallahu anhum, the tabi'un, etc., etc. We find many incidents, the miracles, the greatness, and no doubt we believe that this was given to them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. SubhanAllah, we've already come to our mashallah time for the daily reminder. Let's go to the daily reminder, and inshallah, then we shall continue. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Views of Malinchen, offering salah is fard upon us 5 times a day. And remember, there are so many blessings of offering salah. Salah brings barakah, salah brings blessings, salah increases sustenance. Salah is the key to Jannah. and it will be inshallah means of light in our dark grave. At the same time, inshallah, this will be noor for us on Pul Sirat, bridge of Sirat. But remember, the one who does not offer salah, it's also a great missing in his life, and it is a grave sin also. Al-Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi mentions in Fatawa Razaviyah, the one who intentionally misses a single salah becomes deserving of staying in hell for 1,000 years until he repents and does its qada. Allahu Akbar. So respective views of Madani Shell, can you imagine that just one salah, if someone misses, then astaghfirullah, if Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is displeased, then he'll have to stay for 1,000 years in Jahannam, in hellfire. May Allah forbid. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala forgive us. May Allah protect us. But do you know what is the lightest punishment in the hellfire? Allahu Akbar. It is mentioned, the lightest punishment, the person who will have hellfire will be such that he'll be given to wear the shoes made of fire, and his body's mind will boil like water in the kettle. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala protect all the believers from the fire of hell, and may Allah give us tawfiq and ability that we offer salah 5 times a day. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. MashaAllah, we do have a special guest. Who is this guest? This guest is from South Africa. Allahu Akbar, far away, South Africa, mashallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Mashallah, our respected, honorable Amir al-Din bhai. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you for joining us. Alhamdulillah, you ask how am I? I'm excited, I'm well. Alhamdulillahi azza wa jal, ala kulli hal. How are you, by the way?
Alhamdulillah.
Amir al-Din bhai, today the topic we're speaking about, Ghawse Pak, Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani. I would like to ask you, when was the first time you heard of Ghawse Pak?
Young day, we should attend Ul Sharif of Huzur Ghawse Azam Raja. So we learned from the time I was young, we always heard and learned, and obviously loved Huzur Ghawse Azam all our life.
I'm going to ask you a question, Amir al-Din, you're going to say there's so many things. But if there's one you can choose, any incident from the life of Ghawse Pak, or even, you know, his parents, something which you find to be outstanding. If you could share one thing, inshallah, with us, with the viewers of Madani Channel.
One, obviously, when he was giving bayan, they said almost 80,000 people used to listen to his bayan. Mm-hmm. And in the bayan, there were really great mashayikh and very great, like, spiritually illuminated people. And even the quality of his bayan was such that sometimes people used to expire. They should pass away in ecstasy. So obviously his lectures are something that's inspiring. So what I would like to do briefly is talk about one thing that he mentioned in one of his books, Futuhul Ghaib, where the topic is on patience. I think it's very important for us in this day and age. And this is what I'm going to say is the word of Huzur Ghawse Azam translated, okay? He said that Allah puts his pious servants in proportion to his faith. Thus, if a person's faith becomes stronger and starts increasing, his tests and trials also increase. Whenever the believer is tested with any trial and he meets the patience and accepts it and surrenders himself to Almighty Allah, Almighty Allah pleased with him. And then Huzur Ghawse Azam quoted this surah, this ayat from Surah Imran, verse 200, translation from Kanzul Iman. O you who believe, endure and excel in patience and guard the frontier of Islamic nation and keep fearing Allah, hoping that you succeed. In the words of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, faith, what the head is to the body. It is also said that the reward of everything is measurable, but the reward of patience is uncountable. Right? But as I said, he mentioned, innama yuwaffis sabiruna ajrahum bighayri hisab. There's no hisab to it. And also he mentioned, In Surah Zumar, verse 10, the translation of the verse is, O Muslims who have accepted faith, fear your Lord, and for those who do good deeds in this world and goodness and do in return, as Allah's earth is most spacious. And then he said, it is a steadfast, that means the patience, who will be fully rewarded without any measure. So patience is the source of all goodness and safety in this world and in the hereafter. Through it, the believers progress to whatever you happen, you accept it cheerfully, because you know it's the will of Almighty Allah. So it means the more you get tested, the more you accept it, the more Allah is pleased with you, because He's testing you and you're accepting it. So Huzur Ghaus Azam says, let tribulation visit you. That means allow troubles to come to you. Allow it to take its call. Do not fret from the outset of the approach. For its fire is not more terrible than the fire of hell. Right?
Allah.
Some of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, so the fire hell will say to the believer, move on, believer. Your light is extinguishing my flames. So we have to make ourselves where the fire of hell will talk to us like that. Hopefully, we make dua. And also, Hudur Hosan said in another verse, he said, we shall, Almighty Allah says, that we shall certainly test you until we see those amongst you who struggle and are steadfast, and will make it known the facts about you. That means never complain to anybody about any misfortune, whether he's a friend or an enemy. And do not accuse Almighty Allah. These are words of Hudur Hosan says, do not accuse Almighty Allah for treating you badly and making you suffer misfortune. You should rather proclaim your blessing and your gratitude. Better than giving you lie to express gratitude for a benefit that you never received, than to disclose your painful facts about your situation. I mean, don't complain. And if you don't complain, Almighty Allah is pleased with you, right? And then Almighty Allah says, all right, if you count the bounties of Allah, you're not able to count the bounties. So we're having so much blessing of Almighty Allah, we don't acknowledge it. As soon as Almighty Allah tests us with something, we start complaining. It's what Huzur Ghaus Azam is saying. So I mean, he says that we must just shut our eyes and we must, whatever Almighty Allah gives us, we must accept. Otherwise, he says, Allah will be angry with you and deprive you of both if you start complaining. So whatever disasters that afflict us, that means we should not complain to our Rabb. How can you ever have grievance against Him, Allah Azza wa Jal, who is most merciful and most forgiving?
Jazakallahu khairan, mashallah, viewers of Madani Channel. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal. You are watching Rise and Shine. We have our daily reminder, which we've already listened to, which is followed by our daily Hadith Sharif. So I'm just thinking, Habibai, if before we do go to our daily Hadith Sharif, then inshallah, we shall have our next guest too, mashallah, Azza wa Jal. But another something from the life, something which you enjoy over all other things, because there's not many things we will be able to discuss, but something you really like from the life of Ghaus-e-Pak Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani.
I think quite a good aspect is his knowledge that he acquired, mashallah. His own saying is, darastul ilma hatta sirtu qutban, that I kept on seeking and learning knowledge until I reached the status of Qutb, which is a very high level in Vilaya, in the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And once a very short story in which he was asked a question, a kind of a predicament, that a person who mentioned to his wife that I'm going to give you divorce unless I do such a worship that no one else is doing on the world.
Mm-hmm.
So this was brought to
many scholars
were very confused. What can we say? You know, there's no such ibadah that can be done in such time as per their own thinking.
If it's salah, there's somebody else praying salah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They came to the court, who will remember Ghaus-e-Azam was not just a from the awliya, he was also a mufti as well. He would give verdicts and he was a jurist.
One point to mention there. Because he said he's not only from the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which no doubt is true. But some people may misunderstand this, and they may think that a wali is separate from a scholar or a mufti. But one very important point for the viewers is that every wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a scholar,
Definitely.
Is a alim. Every wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a scholar, but it doesn't mean every scholar is a wali. So this person was from the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he was amongst the greatest of
Definitely. So he was also well versed in the schools of the Ahl Sunnah, Hanafi Madhab, the Shafi'i Madhab. He himself was Hanbali. And so they came to his court and they asked him this scenario that, you know, the person will end up giving divorce if there's no worship. So what he said was, go to Haram-e-Pak, to Makkatul Mukarramah, and clear the Mutaf area, the place where the Tawaf is done around the Kaaba. Clear that and make him alone perform the 7 rounds, the Tawaf basically. So they were amazed at the answer that was given, that because that would be the only Ibadah, because obviously doing the Tawaf is an Ibadah, it's an act of worship, that would be the only worship that he alone will be doing in the world and no one else will be doing at that time.
And it can only be done in Makkah al-Mukarramah. There must be somebody else in Yemen, in Jordan, in Palestine performing. Nobody. It's only in Makkah al-Mukarramah. MashaAllah, this is, and in fact, it's actually brilliant you mentioned that, because yesterday we mentioned the intuition and the greatness of Hazrat Ali al-Murtada, karamallahu wajhahu al-kareem, and his knowledge. And there's a famous story. So inshallah, here and there we will be mentioning the greatness, the intelligence of such individuals. Let's go to our daily hadith sharif and then we shall return. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, today we will be listening to a very important hadith about the reward of upbringing daughters and sisters. It is the blessed saying of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, that the one who brings up 3 daughters or sisters in such a way that he teaches them etiquettes and treats them with kindness to the extent that they become independent, meaning which they become adult, get married or become wealthy. The reward is, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam states, Allah makes paradise wajib for them. Upon hearing this, the holy companions ridwanullahi ta'ala alaihim ajma'in asked, what if someone brings up 2 girls? The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam said, same is the reward for him as well. Even to the extent that if people would have asked about the one girl, the noblest Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would have given the same reply. It is a point of gratitude for Islamic sisters that there was a time when their birth was considered to be a means of embarrassment and disgrace. But Islamic teachings, ayahs of the Quran, and sayings of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam enlightened their importance and emphasized on understanding the fact that daughters are meant to be blessings of Allah. So they shall be appreciated. Therefore, in this very reason, that in today's turbulent era, those parents who are adorned with Islamic teachings not only focus on bringing up their sons to become respectable people in the society, but also remain fully focused on providing their daughters with an excellent upbringing. In fact, keeping the excellence and importance of daughters in view, they consider it to be very precious asset of theirs to protect her dignity and chastity according to the golden madni pearls Islam has given them. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And viewers of the show, we have a special guest today. This is our respected Abdul Hannan bhai from Birmingham. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakallah, mashallah, from Birmingham. You are always giving us time. Abdul Hannan bhai, what's your message?
A message, today's topic, what's it, Mark? I'm surprised about you. You didn't throw the question on me, saying that, oh, when were you introduced to what's it, Mark? Like you. You know, you always sort of, so you've got to be prepared with someone like yourself, mashallah. But I'm gonna start with that, inshallah. That when I was introduced to Ghawse Pak, or knowing about Ghawse Pak, mashallah, you know, the beauty is the walis of Allah, you will get introduced to them. Why? Their personality, the status, their maqam is such. Whether you will know them as Ghawse Pak, that's another thing. You will know about the greatness or the great actions. And Ghawse Pak, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, is his life and the pearls of his life, not just his life, but the life of his father, the story of his father is very, very popular. And then the story of Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Hazur Ghawse Pak himself, is a very popular story about when he's a child and his mother gives him the money and the sword to his clothes, you know. And you know, that story itself, even when I was young, I heard that story. But it, obviously at the time...
SubhanAllah, Abdul Hanan bhai? Abdul Hanan bhai, only say wow. I'm saying wow. Why am I saying wow? Because of one sentence which he said, that you will get to or you will come to know about them. This is beautiful, really, just thinking about it, that you will come to know about such a person. Why? Because when a person, man tawadu'a lillah rafa'ahu Allah, that individual who lowers himself for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevates them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes them known, makes them recognized. And yes, this is why, you know, we get to know of such great individuals. MashaAllah, I loved that sentence of yours. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you for that. Yes, do continue. I just wanted to point that out. Allahu Akbar.
So Shabazz bhai, there's no doubt, you know, these great personalities, basically people like Sheikh Abdul Qadir, you will know, you will come to know of them, you know. And that story, I remember listening to it when I was a young child. And, you know, about how he's truthful, the story of him being truthful when the thieves asked him, have you got any money with you? And he didn't deny it. And then, you know, he mentioned, we heard that story so many times. I don't want to go into the story itself. But what I want to mention is that this was, we recognize Ghawse Pak through these great aspects of his life, through what he did. And then the story of his father is also very popular about the apple, the apple. You know, this is, when a wali of Allah, he might try to hide himself. He might try to hide his actions. But Allah subhanallah, you know, opens their actions to the world. And people, you know, in the time of the awliya, if someone lived in the time of Ghawse Azam, he didn't accept Ghawse Azam. But afterwards, everyone accepts, you know. And you will find in the awliya that people will accept them. No one will be able to deny them because they are praised by Allah. They are raised by Allah.
SubhanAllah. It seems like you're trying to divert from the riddle. Allah, I know we've not got to, but let's get to it now, inshallah. In fact, just before that, Abdul Hanan bhai, what's your favorite fruit, by the way? We do have only a few minutes left. What's your favorite fruit?
Favorite fruit? SubhanAllah. I have to say, one of the fruits I really, really enjoy is watermelon. Two reasons.
I love you.
MashaAllah. One is that it's the blessed sunnah of the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillah, the day I found out that watermelon was a sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, automatically the love for that fruit increased. And alhamdulillah, it's, you know, every time I would eat a watermelon, I remember that this is something the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ate. So alhamdulillah.
Habiba, what's your favorite fruit?
Strawberry.
Strawberry, really?
Yeah.
MashaAllah, strawberry is nice, you know, very nice. Abdul Hanan bhai, jazakallahu khaira. And I'm thinking, mashallah, we've had two guests. We've not been able to take much from you.
Alhamdulillah, whatever I can give.
But mashallah, the time you have given has been brilliant. So I would like to thank both our guests. We shall be returning tomorrow with much more. Please do join us tomorrow morning. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah. By the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the